Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
You know, I started listening to Zambian music maybe about 15 or so years back, so I'm pretty familiar with the hip-hop and R&B scene there. They've had some amazing acts, but looking into 2021, they still have more amazing acts, and some new, some from back in the day, but they still do their thing. A few weeks ago, I came across an artwork for the EP Throwbacks and Heartbreaks by Holstar and Ariel, which wasn't out yet when I saw it, but it was so well done. I was like, okay, maybe I want to review this project. Funny enough, I only discovered Ariel's music maybe about 2 months ago when I posted a tweet asking people to actually submit their music, and I would play it on YouTube Live and rate it. And he was one of the top artists on that playlist. It was absolutely amazing. And here's my first review for a project that he's on. So, Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully you're doing good, my people. How you doing? Me? I'm doing okay. Can't complain. Going away tomorrow. Anyway, it's time for this album review. Holstar and Ariel, Throwbacks and Heartbreaks.
The latest African album review is...
Throwbacks and Heartbreaks was released May 21 independently under Holstar and Ariel. It has 4 tracks, 14 minute 18 second runtime, 1 feature, 1 producer placement, and the mixing and mastering was done by Paul Cruz.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The first track is Tattoos, which is part 2 to the iconic song by Holstar, Tim and Alkanai, featuring George Kalukusha by the same name. I don't always recommend doing part 2s et al. Of songs that good, but this one is welcome seeing how well it is done. It's different enough from the original, but it retains something special. Holstar mentions how Ariel suggested they do the EP, and that was all it took to get this EP on the production line. But Tattoos in itself as a song, amazing. I Kid struck me because it sounds like it's rooted in a real life Facebook interaction. Yes, I said Facebook interaction. Holstar dedicates it to somebody who he says they know who they are, and he actually drops a few singing lines, which I've always encouraged him to do, but he never does. So, nice surprise. I mentioned this in the interview I did with him in Dominant One a few weeks ago, that it would be nice if he did a little more singing, but anyway, I digress. This one seems to be about an ex where the relationship was going somewhere or starting to go somewhere, but she was with someone else. Scandalous, Holstar, scandalous. But anywho, it sounds like it started long distance through social media, and there's reminiscing on that first call, hearing the voice for the first time and stuff like that. People my age probably have such a story in their archives if they dare go back. Yeah. Ariel asks, do you even care at all if I'm there or I'm gone? Deep questions, eh? But anyway, maybe I should interview Holstar and Ariel to find out more about this song, because I think there's an exciting story. The allure of this song is that it's mostly keys and bass, and then you do get a live drum and some shakers towards the end as well, which gave it a nice touch. I typically don't give away my favorite song this early into a review, but Will Always Be There For You is hands down my best song on this EP. Again, the main melody is a piano vibe, and I actually wanted to say I'm a piano for whatever reason, but no, it's not. It's a piano vibe, and the way the chorus comes in, you get that vocal sheen from Ariel, and my first thought was Paul Cruz really worked this one on the technical side of things, hey. As the title suggests, it's a gorgeous love song that you really want to dedicate to someone special, but everything came together on this song, for real.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Ariel does a fantastic job vocally to assert himself. I can describe his style as predominantly R&B, but his voice is versatile. He could do other genres, I think, such as maybe soft rock, Afropop, and more, even house actually. I think you'd be a dope house vocalist. His voice is prime for it, and this EP's only downside in general, and for the talent that he exhibits, is that it's too short. You know, you want to hear more of him, and then the EP's done. Yeah. It was great to see Holstar do a bit more vocally than he did on previous projects by doing a little more singing and sing rap. I know he got out of his comfort zone to do that, but delivery-wise, he was as assured as ever, and I really loved that. Also, seeing that a lot of the stories and the lyrics are inspired by real-life events from the past, so I think there's a lot more conviction in something like that. The flow of throwbacks and heartbreaks is fantastic. It's a short project anyway, so that sets it up the plate nicely. Easy to stream 2, 3, 4 times before you get your fill. The shortest song on this EP is only 2 minutes, 3 seconds long, while the longest is just misses the 5 minute mark by 3 seconds. So it's pretty much 5 minutes. What a contrast. 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Anywho, really has little to do with anything, but just something I noticed. The mixing and mastering on this EP were absolutely stellar, and now I totally get why a lot of people in Zed go to Paul Cruz. He knows his stuff, man. Like, he knows his stuff. Throwbacks and heartbreaks sounded really, really good. Clarity from the instrumentation right through to the vocals. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I'd say there's something nostalgic about this EP. I mean, it is called Throwbacks and Heartbreaks after all. You'd think it's the beats, but I think it's the storytelling more so. The references to back in the day, which is like 10 years ago or longer, things that were popular then or normal then, but may not be now. So some of those references, you just have to pick up on them. This EP has plenty of that. It's part of what makes it unique besides the brilliant delivery. Overall, I went into listening to this EP without much to go on. I really didn't know what it would be like, but ultimately I was pleasantly surprised that Ariel and Holstar managed to retain their individual identities, but come together and give us something that's such an easy listen, and potentially some classic songs that will stand the test of time and will have that longevity. If you're really into hip-hop R&B, this is it. You don't have to look anywhere else. Holstar and Ariel have you covered. Throwbacks and Heartbreaks is the one. So check it out. 4-track EP. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.